Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. If you would like easy and quick access to local and national periodicals, national magazines, and a host of other material, including TV listings, retail ads, listen on. This show is for you.
You can get all of that with the NFB Newsline mobile app. We'll speak with Scott White, Director of Sponsored Technology Programs for the National Federation of the Blind, about what is new in this recently updated app and how it can be used. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Scott White.
One of the things that I think is very important to become fully integrated into society on the basis of equality is to have access to information. And that's what we're doing with NFB Newsline, is providing current information that people can access, you know, 24/7, 365 days. And we have a variety of different platforms that they can access that information on. But really, to be an informed citizen, you really need to keep up with current information. And when we get down to the election cycle of 2016, we will start to think about putting more and more information, as we've done in the past two elections, where we have information about each one of the candidates, the primary candidates for Democrat and Republican.
And as Scott indicates, whether it's an election year or not, it really is important to stay aware of current events so you can be educated and talk with neighbors and friends and just know what's happening in the world around you.
And as important as it is to stay up to date with current events and news items, you might also want to know about today's weather or just any other topic of interest that's covered in magazines and newspapers.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
eSight, maker of digital eyewear designed to help improve vision for people with low vision and legal blindness. The technology can be used to read, see faces, and explore the world. More information is available at eSightEyewear.com. Let's start by meeting Scott and learning about other ways you can access NFB Newsline besides the app that we're featuring in the focus segment of this episode of Eyes on Success.
I'm Scott White, the Director of Sponsored Technology Programs for the National Federation of the Blind, and today we'll be talking about NFB Newsline Mobile, our NFB Newsline application for iOS devices.
So you were actually on the show about 2 years ago in episode 1418 when we talked about NFB Newsline with the telephone access.
Yes, and thank you for having me back. Now, the things that we discussed in the prior episode I was on, we talked about the telephone service and some other things that we still offer, all those things. What we're talking about with the NFB Newsline mobile app is it's another alternative access method. NFB Newsline can be accessed using your standard touchtone telephone, your cell phone, what have you. It can be accessed on the website through NFB Newsline Online. That's www.nfbnewslineonline.org. And it also can be accessed by what we're talking about now with NFB Newsline Mobile, in addition to some other ways that you can download it using a Victor Reader Stream, and it works also with a National Library Service Player, etc., some of the other download type devices.
Oh, great. And how long have you been with NFB?
I started at our convention in 2006. Before that, I was a senior systems administrator for Circuit City Stores for about 10 years.
Oh, wow. So you've been around.
Yeah, a little bit here and a little bit there.
Well, this sounds like it is a very rewarding job, and you're visually impaired yourself, so you probably take advantage of the resources that you offer.
Oh, yes, most definitely. So, yes, I'm totally blind, and I use NFB Newsline extensively. The way that I usually use it is I enjoy reading the New York Times, and I like to scan through that and some other publications, looking more of the things that would be interested and really related actually to my, day work during the week. And I'll scan through some articles, find the ones that are interested, read those. And if I see some other ones, I'll use one of the features on the telephone, which is called #9, that allows it to send it to my email. And then I'll be able to read it later on if that was an article I was interested in, more of a personal nature.
And we did have some demos of that way of doing business in the last episode in which we talked with you about the phone line service.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've just got to say, this sounds like one of those situations where having a user responsible for developing the tool is a very effective way of closing the loop and making sure that it works well.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is the recently updated NFB Newsline mobile app for iOS devices.
So I myself am quite a big fan of the NFB Newsline app. I use it on my iPhone every day. The first thing I do is get up in the morning and refresh my feeds so I can grab all the publications that I like to scour. But maybe for people who aren't so familiar with the NFB Newsline service itself, maybe you can give them an overview of what it really entails, and then we can talk more specifically about the app and how it works.
Okay. NFB Newsline Mobile, the first way you can go ahead and get that is you would go to the Apple App Store and be able to just type in NFB Newsline Mobile, and you'll be able to find the app straight away. It is an app that's at no cost to you. It's at no cost to sign up for the service. It is an eligibility requirements, and you do have to fill an application for the service. Basically, if you're already a patron of the National Library Service, we use the exact same criteria. So if you're already receiving books from them, then you would be automatically qualified for NFB Newsline. Outside of that, generally, if you fall into the category of legal blindness, you will fit into the requirements for NFB Newsline. And you could contact us at 866-504-7300. That's 866-504-7300. Also, nfbnewsline.org is where you can find us on the internet.
So, Scott, you said that anybody who's eligible for the Library of Congress service is also eligible for NFB Newsline, but the Library of Congress service is only for United States citizens and permanent residents. Is NFB Newsline available to the rest of the world?
No, not at this time. You're correct. It is only available to U.S. residents. And also, we do have several people that we serve that are citizens of the United States that live abroad.
So you talked in general about what it is. I was wondering, you have a wide variety of content that's available. Can you give people an overview of the variety of content?
Okay. We have generally around 400 publications, and 350 of those or so are newspapers across the country. We have international publications. We have national publications like the New York Times, Christian Science Monitor, USA Today. And then from each one of the states, generally, we're going to have two or three newspapers from each state. Outside of that, we have a wide variety of about 50 different magazines. And those 50 magazines, I've tried to get a wide interest range from those. We have some from like WebMD, that medical type magazines. We have magazines that are specifically for diabetes. We have other magazines that are blindness specific, like the Braille Monitor, Future Reflections. We have other magazines that would be like persons that are interested in science. And we have people that are interested in like computers. We'll have like a Mac World or a PC World. So it's quite a wide variety of content. Now, those are the newspapers, the publications, magazines, etc. that are on the system.
Do you also have publications that would be of more general interest, like Better Homes and Gardens and Newsweek and maybe National Geographic, that kind of thing?
One of those that you mentioned, the Better Homes and Gardens, that one's available on the system. If persons wanted to go ahead and take a look at our full list of publications, they could do that on nfbnewsline.org, and then they would go to participating publications and click on that. And that would give them a list of the publications, the ones broken down international, national, by their individual state, as well as listing all the magazines.
Can you give us a quick walkthrough of what to expect when you open the app?
when you get to the opening screen of the app, it's first going to ask you for your codes, your identification code and security code. Once you put in your credentials and hit the login button, it's going to take you to the initial publication screen. So you would see like publications, thing we haven't talked about, TV listings. You'd see the weather, some other introductory type information. Down at the bottom, you'd have some things about for retail ads and your settings and like a help feature as well. So if you were to go ahead and click on publications, the first thing you would see there is we have a mechanism where you can allow to go ahead and define your favorite publications. So remember we were talking about there's about 400 different publications. Well, if you've identified ones that are specific to you, like we both talked about the New York Times, so if you like to read that all the time, then it would probably be advantageous to go ahead and put that in your favorite list.
Yeah, you don't want to have to look through the whole list of 450 items every time you want to read the New York Times.
So once you do that and you find the New York Times and maybe, you know, like from here, it would be the Baltimore Sun if I wanted the local paper for me since I'm in Baltimore, Maryland. So I could identify those as my favorites. Down at the bottom of the screen there for the publications, you have a button called Publication Options. And that's going to open up a window that's going to allow you to look at that long list of publications that you were talking about. Things are going to be broken down into magazines by states, etc. And that's the way you can initially find some publications. Of course, we have ways in there that you can type in, you know, if you're interested in publications that if you know it starts with a K, for example, you could type in a K and then it would bring up all the list of publications that we had, like maybe a Kansas City Star, something like that. One thing we've done, we made a modification to publications and to TV listings to make them both streamlined in this new 2.2 version. When it comes to the publications, let's say you found that New York Times. And then you said, well, I want to add this to my favorite publications. Well, in the past, and you still can do it this way, we didn't want to take away some existing functionality for people that were using it in that manner. But you would have to go through the settings screens and a few more taps to add it. With the new 2.2, once you look at a publication, then it's going to have a button up there that's going to be right when you first go into that publication. It's going to say add to favorites. Now, in the case if I had already selected New York Times for my favorite, it will give you the opportunity to go ahead and remove that as well. So what we tried to do there is to make it a little bit streamlined approach.
Now, you mentioned TV listings a couple of times. How do you get to the TV listings for your particular area?
We have TV listings that are available on the system, and the individual can look at TV data up to 13 days in advance. And this is going to be very specific to you, because we ask you for your zip code and some other things when you originally sign up for the TV listings. So we're able to go ahead and say, well, do you have Verizon Fios? Do you have, you know, like Comcast, Xfinity, what have you? So once you enter your preferences, then we're going to be able to say, well, for me, WBL comes on channel 11. So it's going to be very specific. So when you were to go to your TV, you would be able to tune into that specific channel and you would know where it is. There's been some search features added to the TV listing. Say, for example, if you have a cable system that has many, many channels on it. So if I want, for example, wanted to locate ESPN, rather than having to go through all those channels, what I would simply be able to do now, since we've added some streamlined items to the NFB Newsline mobile application, you could go ahead and just type in ESPN and it will show you the matches. Of course, ESPN has several channels, but it will show you all of those. And you could go ahead and tap on any of those and then it will give you specifics such as exactly what the program is, the times that it's coming on. And in most cases, it's going to give you a synopsis of what the actual program is on at that time.
That's pretty handy.
So you mentioned that because you have your zip code in your profile, NFB Newsline is able to give you your local television listings. What if you go out of town and you want the local television listings for someplace else?
Then what you would have to do is you would have to change your profile. At this time, we can only accommodate one profile per subscriber. So if you were to change your profile, let's say that I was to travel to San Francisco. So then when I got in San Francisco, I would have to find out what the zip code was there, put that in, the same type of information, and then it would give me the same specifics.
And I assume that's pretty easy to do.
Yes. At this time, you can't change your zip code within the app. You would have to go on to basically the telephone service or the web and do that.
So then does that change of zip code in your profile carry over to anything else that requires a location, like the local weather reports?
Yes. If you're using the telephone access method, yes, that is true. That would work for that. Now, when it comes to the NFB Newsline Mobile, it doesn't require you to put in your zip code, because one thing we did in this newer version 2.2 is we made it aware of your GPS location. So if you enable location services while the app is being used, then we will know where you are and we can go ahead and give you the appropriate information for that particular area. So you'll get your total weather forecast for the area where you are, and also an important thing is the emergency weather alerts. I think we probably discussed that some in the last time I was on the show, but recently here in Baltimore, towards the end of January, we had a blizzard, and that was an emergency weather alert. So then my phone, when I went into the app, it said, attention, emergency weather alert. So I was able to get information on that right away.
That's kind of a nice feature. You don't specifically have to be looking for the weather alert. When you open up the app, as you said, it just says, attention, weather alert, and then you know to click on the weather button and get some more details about what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed there's another new feature in the app. It's a tab that says retail ads. Can you tell us what that's all about?
Yes, in this version 2.2 version of NFB Newsline Mobile, we now have the retail ads available through the app. For some number of years, they've been available on the telephone access method, and they will continue to be available on the telephone access method. So now with the app, if you go in there, you can, for example, you could take the app with you to the actual Target store, and you can actually view the ads online, actually while you're in the store, if you wish.
Which is also interesting, because presumably you could go into Kohl's or Walmart and look at the Target ads and do some comparison shopping very discreetly.
That is true. You could do it that way as well.
So I noticed that you focus on the Target ads right now. Do you have plans to extend this to other merchants?
We are in negotiations with a couple of other retailers. I don't have any signed agreements at this moment, so it's premature for me to discuss that. However, there is one that we're fairly close that's coming on that. So I would expect that we would have at least one addition within the next probably 4 to 5 months.
It's always been interesting to me how many periodicals and magazines, et cetera, that you do distribute through this app. And I was wondering how easy it is to negotiate these deals with the publishers. Are they very open to sharing this stuff with the visually impaired in a more accessible manner, or is that a tough negotiation?
I would say the toughest part of the whole process is being able to find the correct person. We can often make email inquiries and also make phone inquiries, but just getting to the right person that actually can make a decision that you can get to. And once the decision is made, then it pretty much goes ahead and it's easier after then. Of course, there's technical barriers after that. But also after you reach the decision maker, NFB Newsline is a totally foreign concept to them. So it requires a lot of education. We provide them with demo codes that they can look at the system for themselves and so forth. And once they have them access to the materials of how it works and our instruction books and so forth, usually once we find the right decision maker, then it's a very easy process. Once we give them some education and so forth, they're very willing to go ahead and give the content in the NFB Newsline.
And you talked a little bit about the formats. I would guess these various publishers have different formats, or is that standard across the industry? How hard is it to translate into something that you can actually use in your system?
We do have a specialized system that we use for NFB Newsline. What we try to do is to work with the individual publishers, and we try to take whatever they can give us and then massage it into the actual format that we need. And if we need to develop extra programming to make that happen, then that's what we do. There are a couple of publishing standards that are used here in the U.S., so pretty much once we work one standard, we can apply that code to the next, you know, publisher that we run across that's using that same type of delivery method.
So you usually get lucky, but occasionally it's an issue.
Sometimes, but rarely. I have never – the only thing that we absolutely cannot deal with is, you know, some of the publications, when you go, they would like to go ahead and send us a scanned PDF.
Oh. Not good.
Right, a graphical file. So obviously we can't use that. Outside of that one, we try to work with any other type of file format that we get.
Well, I must say you do a very good job on your end. In all of these publications, it's really laid out very easily so someone can scan through these publications and read them very easily. There's magazines and newspapers that are organized by heading. So if you want to see a particular topic, you just go to that heading and you'll see just articles in that section of the newspaper or publication. And it's very easy to get around and back and forth.
What we try to do through the entire NFB Newsline system is to, one, make it consistent and make it easy for an individual to get in, find the information that they desire, and then exit the system. Now, what you were talking about earlier with designing on NFB Newsline Mobile, yes, we've designed it into different headings. So if you're reading the full paper, let's say it's business and then the sports section would be next. Each one of those is going to be at a heading. Each one of the titles of the article is going to be at a heading. So if you use your rotor in VoiceOver to go ahead and set it at the headings, and then you go down heading by heading, you're going to first come across the section title, and then you're going to go and hear Article 1 title, Article 2 title, for example, until you get to the next section. So that's another way that will allow you to go ahead and move through the material quickly.
We've been assuming that this is all synthetic speech because you said you get the content provided in text format. But just to be completely explicit, this is digital speech. What voices do you use?
Persons that are using the telephone access method that are familiar maybe with the Freedom Scientific product, JAWS, Eloquence, that's sort of the classic voice that we have for NFB Newsline on the telephone. We have some more human quality voices. They like to give names to these voices. So we have two from NeoSpeech, one called Paul and one called Kate. And of course, if you're using like the NFB Newsline Mobile, that's going to use the voice that's on your device. May it be the one that's default or Alex or what have you, you've downloaded that the voiceover is using to read the articles. I would say about 99.5% of all the content is read by a synthetic voice, but we have such controls that you can adjust the pitch, adjust actually the volume if you needed to have it louder. You can speed it up. You can slow it down. And this is across all the platforms. It's just different ways that you do it. I think that those provide people with a lot of different options. And I've heard of someone that had maybe a hearing issue that they had difficulty in understanding the voice. But since we have so many controls that you could speed it up and slow it down, I really haven't heard anybody that says, I just can't understand any of the voices that you have to offer.
There's lots of options.
Right, correct.
The last time we had you on the show talking about NFB Newsline was almost 2 years ago in episode 1418. What improvements and updates have been made since then?
An improvement since we spoke last time, this is on the telephone access method, is continuous reading mode. So once you invoke the continuous reading mode by pressing 99, and you would do that at the section level. So when you're listening to the New York Times and it says press 10 for business, press 11 for sports example, that's when you would want to press the number 99, and that will put you in the continuous reading mode. And what that does is it starts off at the very first article of the very first section, and it will go all the way through to the end of that. Now, I don't think most people listen to the entire publication unless it's maybe a smaller paper or maybe some magazines from cover to cover. But what it allows me to do is to, since it puts it in that continuous reading mode, after I finish a section, it immediately goes on to the next section. So I'm able to discover things, maybe sections, and read a little bit about them that I really hadn't paid any attention to before. Now, if you want to say, okay, I'm in business and I want to jump to sports or whatever the next section happens to be, then you can simply just press the star key and that will jump you to the next section. And I can do that all the way through. Of course, you still have the ability to press your 3 button and your pound 9. So again, we're not talking about taking away any functionality. It's just adding different functionality. Once you're in the continuous read mode and you want to exit it all together, you do pound star.
And I noticed that it's nice to know that you're continually adding new periodicals and magazines. Every once in a while, I get a notification in the app saying that this is new. Check it out. Here's what it's about.
That is correct. When we add a new publication, we provide some sort of mechanism. If we have your email address on file, we may send you an email notifying you of a publication or a feature that's been added. We also have a mechanism on the telephone access method, as well as what you just mentioned within the app as well, where we can notify people of new content that's become available.
Well, great. Sounds like this is still a good, continuing, strong service that's very useful, and I've certainly enjoyed a lot, and I hope others will learn to use also.
Well, across the country right now, I think the last time I looked, we have about over 111,000 subscribers.
Wow. Now for this week's final item, how to get more information about NFB Newsline Mobile, including how to sign up and how to reach our guest, Scott White.
So we already talked about some of the contact information and how they can get hold of the app and more information, et cetera. But maybe we can review that here and we'll put that information in our show notes for people who don't catch it in the audio.
Okay, so if you're interested in downloading NFB Newsline Mobile, just go to the Apple App Store, type in NFB Newsline, and that will find the app for you there. And again, that's an app that's at no cost to you. I can be reached via email at swhite@nfb.org. You can call us at 866-504-7300. And there's two websites that we use, one called nfbnewsline.org, and there's another one called nfbnewslineonline.org.
And which one would people go to if they wanted to apply for the service?
To apply for it, there is a self-application on nfbnewsline.org.
Well, that's great. Well, I thank you for talking with us and give us an update on the app and the various resources that you have.
Okay, well, thank you for having me.
And if you want to find out more about NFB Newsline or you want to sign up for the service, as usual, you'll be able to find all that contact information in our show notes for this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
About a month ago, we did a show full of tips and tricks for interacting with technology and in particular computers. And we're thinking of doing another one because that was very popular and we received a lot of positive feedback on it. So if you have any tips or hints for interacting with technology, whether it's on a computer or a piece of adaptive hardware, send us an email and tell us about it.
In the subject, put the word tip so we know what you're talking about. And you can send that tip to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net. And we'll select from the best tips and put that into a future show.
That's it for show number 1610. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about cataract surgery in developing countries. Untreated cataracts are by far the leading cause of blindness throughout the world, yet this is a treatable condition. We'll speak with Jacob Mohan Tasatu, CEO and President of Help Me See, about how this problem can be solved with a low-cost and high-quality solution aimed at restoring sight to millions of people around the world. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, at Eyes on Success, or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.